guten Abend. Was dieser Gruß anspricht, ist
Good evening. This greeting addresses the good. It should contain the good in itself, because the little word good is of a cosmic nature. For only one is good. It is the Spirit of Infinity, whom Christians call God or God Father. And so, what do we people place into our greeting? For instance, good morning, good day, good evening, and good night? Is this greeting merely a cliché? Or what do we associate with the word good? We human beings are much too little aware that everything, truly everything, is energy, and that what goes out from us, for instance, even a word of greeting, comes back to us according to the principle of sending and receiving. We receive what we send out. On the other hand, what is already within us is activated. Now the objection could come. When I, for instance, say good evening, I don't think anything of it. Oh, but you're wrong. You, all of us, think. We all think unceasingly, often without realizing it. If you make the effort to watch yourself, then you notice that even your look, when you see a person or an object, causes thoughts to become active. The same applies when you wish a person whom you know a good evening, or when this person wishes you a good evening. Something stirs in you, because energy flows even in the few words that are exchanged. Something goes out from us to our neighbor and from him to us. You see through your thought actions most clearly when you are greeted by a person whom you don't know at all. What does being greeted by a so-called stranger trigger in you? With this example, you can recognize what sending and receiving means. What you often unconsciously place into your greeting, for instance, good evening, not only reaches your fellow man, but also has a return effect on you. If there are perhaps bad thought energies, then they could even be reinforced in you, that is, influence you, so that your evening will most likely not look so bright. And so there is the often mentioned indifference. For instance, I didn't think anything of it. The eyes are the windows of the soul. Your soul looks through your eyes and stimulates in you what you could recognize about yourself, if you are alert and take a good look at your thoughts.
Die Augen senden.
The eyes emit, and our brain, our world of thoughts, takes in what we have thought or think over and over again.
Was wir uns durch Gedanken, durch unser ganzes Verhalten eingegeben haben,
what we have input via our thoughts, via our whole behavior, knocks on our disposition, on our conscience, and thus on our body cells, in our feelings, or as we say, in our conscience, which is the perceiving board for incoming energies, we then sense a stirring, which would have quite a lot to say to us if we allow it. And so, in this our present good evening greeting, we could experience ourselves. What did we put into the two words, good evening, particularly into the little word, good? What did we give to those people to take with, whom we wished a good evening?
Unser Gefühls gleich Gewissens.
Our feeling, our conscience board sends signals. If we plumb these, then we feel in and on ourselves how we are doing. Perhaps we feel glad. Perhaps the movement of the ungood. Both could tell us something.
Gute Grüße, zum Beispiel.
Good greetings, for example. Also good, valuable thoughts, which we placed into the good evening greeting, may not only stimulate the one whom we greet, but also ourselves, motivating us to let more good come about or to do good.
Werden zu lassen oder Gutes zu tun. Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear viewers, dear listeners, may I wish you a good evening in this spirit.
Dabei lege ich in das
Wort. In doing so, I place into the little word good what God, the Father of us all, sends to us from His love, for example, unity, brotherliness, the same as brotherly sisterliness, and the awareness that we are united in Him, that is, we are children of God. God is good. His peace goes with you. His peace goes with all of us. Peace.
Gabriele.
Gabriele.